Keep it going.
Well, I'm wondering about women workers. Mm-hmm. You know, when you started back in 38, couldn't have been that many. I don't know. Were there a lot of women working? Because it was hard times.
It was hard times. There was more women than men.
Mm.
With women, at that time, my sister was this operator. She was making 25 cents an hour. Now, you figure that out, what you'd make in a week's time.
Yeah.
8 hours is $2.
Yeah, wow.
Five times $2 is $10. That's your salary, $12. You worked overtime, you got another 12 and a half cents.
Yeah.
It went a double time, and triple time, and stuff that you get today. Yeah. Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
And the girls would work for almost anything. There was no place to go to work. If you didn't work in a store, you had to go to a factory. To work in a factory, you had to be, somebody could be a dressmaker, somebody could cut the yarn, somebody could be an engineer. If you weren't that, then you became a DuPont employee. It was an engineer or something like that. But no. In fact, I'd say all women, more or less women.
Yeah. And now, during the war then, too, the men all left.
All left. There were still more women. Mm-hmm. But we had good women there. We had workers just like us. They were tough.
Did any of the women get to be buyers?
Yeah.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we had women buyers. Quite a few of them.
Were they mostly married or unmarried or
married.
A mixture? Most were married.
Yeah, they were just like it is today, but not in the percentage where nobody home to take care of the kids. Didn't have any children, or the husband was working in one place, and she came to work, and he'd pick her up after work and take her home. And all.
Yeah.
But no, we had a lot of women buyers.
Hmm.
Yeah, a lot of women buyers, but I'd say 65-75% were men. The main buyers were the man.
Yeah.
Because I used to get on a train in the morning. I used to leave home around 5 o'clock and get the 6:10 or 6:30 train out of Wilmington Station and get in Philadelphia at 7:30 and take another train and go into New York and get there around 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
See? I work all day till 6 o'clock and then come home at 9, 10 o'clock and then a couple of days later go back again. And this was continual.
Was it round the calendar twice a week about you went up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice we went up. If we had a big deal going on and we couldn't very able to handle it, we would stay overnight in the hotel there. But a lot of times you couldn't get a room because of the traffic and all there.
Yeah.
So you came home and went back again.
Mm. So your wife was very understanding.
Yeah, she understood. She understood. And she knew that was a business of today. And look, when I married her, I was just a plain ordinary salesman.
Yeah.
So she just couldn't expect much more than that.
Yeah.
But I had a wonderful woman. Mm. I have a little picture here. This is a few sisters.
Okay.
This picture is, wait a minute. There she is.
Ah. Yeah, what year was that?
That must have been taken around 1970-75.
Yeah, she has a sweet face.
Yeah, here is a picture that was taken when we were in Florida. See, we lived in Florida too a little while. We were in Florida, and I think it was taken there, whatever it was.
Mm. That's nice, isn't
That's
it?
That's her.
Yeah. She's pretty. Yeah, worked hard.
No, it's all right. I don't mind it because I was sitting. But I was looking forward to seeing you that Saturday, but I just...
Oh, I know.
Well, was I sick?
There's no sense in that.
But there's a lot of things, a lot of questions you want to ask me. Now, you can get home and later on decide maybe I want to ask you
Okay.
this. You just pick up the telephone. Right. I can handle more or less.
Okay.
But I would venture to say you get more out of people than you can out of me. I'll tell you another story. I came to this place.
To Forward Manor?
Yes.
Okay.
And there must be about this group, and see there's a, what you call a, what do you call this, a retiree home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a retirement place.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a health center, which is in the back, and there's an assistant center upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Assistant for somebody to get around fairly well.
But they need a little help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The health center, those sick ones,
yeah,
they have a lot of trouble. Here you're supposed to be able to handle yourself, but you still walk around and push carts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you can't get around so much.
Yeah.
And in this group here, there's say about 145 people. I'd say 30 out of 145 are men.
Wow.
Now, you know how many women are here?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And the few men that are here are just, and I would walk into that dining room. It's lovely, our
mm-hmm.
dining room. Every night we go down there, we get dressed up like we're going to a wedding.
Ah.
Everybody has a tie on. You don't wear the same sport shirt once or twice, you wear different sport coats. It's really nice.
Mm.
And we go in there. And invariably, that means Wilmington Dragons. Wilmington Dragons? Oh, I remember when I used to go to the Wilmington Dragons and get those $7 suits. And it goes around like that. So they got me down pat.
Yeah.
Said, don't you know him? You know, there's two people coming. I can't remember their names. I said, is he look familiar to you? She says, no. Well, he was in the men's department. He said, where? Wilmington Dragons. Ooh, their eyes opened up, and this is a pattern.
Yeah.
All over this place.
Well, I hear it just with regular folks. I work downtown on Market Street.
Well, you get to somebody over your age, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Get
yeah.
to somebody that had to live through those years. You'll
but I think I hear about it probably a couple times a week. And now Wilmington Dry Goods has been closed a long time. Really.
Yes. Well, Wilmington Dry Goods is still in business.
Oh, it is?
Not downtown. What happened? I didn't give you the rest of the story.
No, sorry.
What happened downtown? Business starts slowing up.
Right.
Why? All these stores start opening up on the highway.
Yeah.
On 202 and here
in
and
Kirkwood
there.
Highway, right.
And they were open on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't open on Sundays. And then the traffic, you could get a place to park. And all these things spread it all out.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the store down there. And we tried to keep open on Sundays. We didn't mean too much because they go to a mall.
Right, then you can have 15 stores instead
right,
of one.
Instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, we tried to. Then we opened up the one on Neyman's Road.
Right, Tri-State.
And that started picking up. Good, because that's the kind of parking area that
mm.
they wanted. And the one in Kirkwood Highway was open. And then they went there. Finally, to make a long story short, they closed the one downtown. And they concentrated on these two stores. And it was going along fine. And then the boss decided he didn't want to bother anymore. And all
yeah.
because it wasn't that extra like it was. No matter how much you had, it didn't mean anything only during the week.
Mm.
And so meanwhile, it sort of petered itself out, not completely, but it was enough to know that maybe this isn't what it's supposed to be anymore. And so then the city walks in and buys this building and that building, and they start tearing down buildings, and you see what happened to Market Street today.
Yeah.
You've got nothing.
Right.
You go down at 4th and 5th and Market, you won't find a woman driver. They tore it down.
I know.
There's a parking lot there or whatever it is, you know, to sell fruits and produce and stuff like that. So it's changed completely. So it was sold to a chain on the order of ours, but they weren't ours.
Yeah.
It was, prices got a little higher, and they had to buy higher stuff. And then to another chain. And the final outcome was it's Value City.
Is that right?
Value.
Yeah.
That's there.
Oh.
And they own stores here and there. But it's not the dry goods.
No.
They got everything.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Very
you go in
different.
There and go nuts. nuts, because you can't buy what you want.
Well, no, you could buy socks from...
Yeah.
All, yeah.
Yeah,
not,
buy all prices.
Yeah.
All, you find this one, you can't find that color. You find that color this one, they,
not
you don't
that
have
size,
the
right,
right
yeah.
land. No, we had it when we had it. We had a lot of it.
Yeah.
You either liked it or you didn't like it.
Yeah, and you
there
could
was no,
go.
You didn't
yeah.
have to make choices.
Yeah. Hmm. So I think you answered the other questions keep popping up, but
yeah,
the only other question I can think of right now is, did everybody shop at Wilmington Dry Goods?
Everybody didn't shop at Wilmington Dry Goods for the simple reason they thought it was a low-end store and they could well afford to go to the better places
okay.
to buy. But when nobody knew or anything, they used to come down there and buy too.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't tell you, and they would take the labels out and you wouldn't know it. And but there weren't too many that did that, because most of the people didn't make any difference to them. They
right.
had a nice suit on, you looked at it, you could see it looks nice.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But actually, everybody didn't come in there. There was a lot of people that, you know, that would go to other stores, because there were other stores.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody to draw from. But you can't draw from a store like Crosby and Hill, because that was old for long before we got there. You buy something that had little carriages and would go upstairs. And they give you the change and come down in the carriage.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't, you ever see those kind?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get that kind of old store. Or Braunstein's, which was getting to be a little nicer. Or Keller and Piles, which
mm-hmm.
was really nice. That's where Barbara's father owned.
Right, right.
He didn't own it, but he was one of the big men in
yeah,
the operation.
For a while.
Yes, he was one of the men. And that's Ruthie's sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was, they were nice stores. So yeah, they carried, they had Arrow shirts. It was $19.99. That's all. It was no such thing. It was a sale. They'd give it to you $16.99 or $17.99. There was no $6.50.
Yeah.
I used to go to New York, I used to buy Arrow shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Different people that I knew had the connection somewhere along the line. And they pick up from different manufacturers if they going out of business. And we bought a good price and all, and then we pick them all up, bring them in. We sell for $6, $7, $8, whatever. How the hell do they get them? I don't know where they get them. They don't get them from us.
That's right.
See what I mean?
Right.
So I say, but actually, there's always somebody that was able. Look, we don't know what went on years ago, but people had money then too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of people had money, but there was a lot of people that didn't.
Yeah, just
and
the
that's
right
where
ones.
We were. We weren't a tenth in market.
Right.
We were a fourth in market.
Yeah.
Say. We were there with low-end people from the east side and the west side, and we got people from all over the city and outside of the city. We got them coming from Reading and from all
yeah,
over.
From Maryland and New
from
Jersey
Maryland
and
New Jersey. When they see the ads in the paper, they used to call their girlfriends all together, let's take a ride to Wilmington and leave early in the morning, you know, and come down here and have a good time.
So. The dry goods didn't advertise in other papers besides, oh, they did.
Yeah,
oh, they did.
More, they advertised mainly in the Wilmington Dry Goods, the Wilmington Dry Goods, in the Wilmington Journal, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ads in there that every time you turn, you remember how you see Boscov now?
Yeah.
Every time you turn a paper, you see Boscov.
Yeah.
This is what that was.
Yeah,
it
amazing.
Was a Boscov type of an operation, but not in the sense of the merchandise.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Boscov was a Wilmington Dry Goods type in Reading.
Oh, is that
before
right?
Before they ever became Boscov.
Oh, I didn't know.
And the man that runs it was the same type of a guy, like
that's
this guy, J.M. Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
The same type of guy. Same story, same principle, same markup, and that's how he got.
Yeah.
But he kept on going. He was a younger man.
Yeah.
He was already 60-some years old. He died when he was 94, 95.
Mm.
But he, and he was, when I went there, he looked like an old man. Now,
well,
know, And that, when I got in there, I was 1938 or so. He looked like an old man.
Man.
You know what he looked like when I got
Yeah. Now that's it. I can't think of anything else right now.
Well, I say it in case you shouldn't be any help at all. I'm not going to help you.
You've been the best.